We're joined this morning by Dr. Jennifer Arnold, a neonatologist, mother of two, and a TV personality. She's partnering with Pfizer to talk about the important milestone of vaccinations. When is the first time we need to start looking at the proper vaccinations for our child?
Well, for infants and newborns, the vaccines that are recommended to help protect them against preventable diseases actually starts right at birth. And so there are recommended vaccines throughout the first 2 years of life that actually help prevent up to 14 different diseases that can have life-threatening consequences. And so that's why I'm really excited to get the awareness out there. It's National Immunization Awareness Month, and to be able to partner with Pfizer about helping parents understand the facts about immunizations and the benefit to their child's health.
I would assume if a parent is taking a child to a pediatrician, they've kind of already got this information. Is there a lack of information out there, or what's the real concern?
Well, I think there's a lot of misinformation, and I think parents may or may not know where to go to for reliable information about immunization. So I would encourage all parents not only to empower themselves with getting the information that they want to know, need to know, to help promote their child's best health, but I would also encourage them to talk to their pediatrician about any questions or concerns they may have about vaccinations, the schedule, the timing, the dosing, what are the diseases that they can prevent. And so the resources are out there, and I think this is a great opportunity to raise awareness about those resources. First and foremost is the CDC website, and second is a great, very user-friendly resource for very busy parents like myself. I love it. It's called babyvaxfacts.com, and that's babyvaxfacts.com. And it goes through all the details that parents need to know and even questions that parents should ask about vaccinations to their pediatrician.
Have they come up with an easy way to keep these on file? I say that because I remember having several different little trifolded cards or something, and it would be, you know, the first set of vaccinations, and then I would have the second, and maybe a different doctor had something else. I got it on a piece of paper. Is there a good way, or what do you recommend for them to keep all of this on file? I know, so you know that you've got the proper vaccinations.
Yeah, so it is a challenge, I think, for any parent to keep track, especially, you know, we have up to 14 preventable diseases in the first 2 years of life in terms of the vaccine schedule. So, you know, I recommend that all parents maintain their own system that works for them. The Baby Vax Facts website can actually help you because it goes through that schedule in a very user-friendly way. But, you know, talk to your pediatrician about options as well, because it does vary from pediatric office to office about, you know, how they might help you maintain those documents, whether it's electronic or not. So, yes, talk to your pediatrician about a plan to help make something that works for you and your family to keep track of your baby's immunizations.
It is National Immunization Awareness Month. We're talking to Dr. Jennifer Arnold. What if my child misses one? How do you make up the doses, and how is the timing? Why is it so important?
So first and foremost, if you found out that you've missed a dose or you think you've missed an appointment with your pediatrician, don't panic. You know, it's very doable to basically catch up if you're behind or you miss a dose. So I recommend that, you know, any parent who's identified that they're behind or missed a vaccine to contact their pediatrician's office, schedule an appointment, and come up with a plan to catch up, essentially. I had to do that for my own two children. My son and daughter were born in countries where vaccinations were not a given. And so when we brought them home, the very first thing that I needed to do for their overall health was to identify which vaccines they had and, you know, which vaccines I needed to catch up on. And I made a plan with our pediatrician to do that as soon as possible. You know, right now more than ever, I think we forget to celebrate those things that we do to help promote our children's health. We celebrate things such as, you know, their first birthday or when they lose their first tooth. But I think we forget about these other things that actually can be, you know, challenging as a busy parent to keep up with. And you can actually do that through the website. I'm hoping that and encouraging all parents to celebrate this important milestone that they do with the Twibin program. And so you can go to babyvaxfacts.com and actually link to your Facebook or your Twitter profile page a Twibin, raising awareness for immunizations and celebrating the fact that you are immunizing your child and helping to promote their health.
Twibin, is that like a Twitter ribbon? Is that where they came up with this phrase? I'm just trying to
Absolutely, okay. Yes. It's like a ribbon that goes on your profile page.
Got
exactly.
It.
And it raises awareness.
Sounds great. Well, we hope that we have raised some awareness this morning. Again, we're in the middle of National Immunization Awareness Month, a lot of back to school, and not only the newborns, but there's the teens and there's other ones a different age where the CDC has recommended certain immunizations. So it's a good idea to check with your pediatrician to see where your child is on marking those milestones. Our guest today has been Dr. Jennifer Arnold, neonatologist. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me very much.